I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guiner, the difference in the game with his RBI single in the first inning. As he drills one high and deep to left field, all the way back and gone. Guiner Diaz, a two-run home run with two outs in the sixth. And the Astros now up 4-1.
Oh, out here with the folks. I need me a Guiner bomb, and I got it.
Sorry, Blummer. Didn't mean to step on the metaphor.
Trademark Yiner bomb.
That's right. That was Todd Callis and Jeff Blum, Space City Home Network. Last night, the Astros get a win 4-1 over the Boston Red Sox. And Seth, look, this is a team that still has half their starting rotation kind of coming back off the IL. They've lost their closer, at least for the foreseeable future. We're waiting on Yordan Alvarez to come back. We're waiting on Jake Meyers to come back. And they're in a dogfight for their division right now. Now, the Orioles did the Astros a favor last night. The red-hot Seattle Mariners lost to the Orioles 4-3 on a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth. Amy and I were driving home last night from our fantasy football draft, and we're listening to the Astros post-game broadcast, and Ross was on there, and he's following along with the Seattle-Baltimore game while doing the Astros post-game. The Astros had already won, and the Orioles are up 3-1 going into the ninth inning, and then next thing you know, the Mariners have two guys on with nobody out. Yeah. It's like, oh, and they end up tying up the game 3-3, and the Orioles walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. So that was good to see. The Orioles are not a good baseball team, so any favors you can get from them like that, and hopefully they revert back to their crappy selves this weekend, because the Astros, and really for the next couple of weeks, because the Astros play them twice over the next couple of weeks. The way they won this game last night, though, I thought it had a lot of the elements for what I think, if they're going to stay in this thing while they're still trying to get guys back here, and even the guys they've gotten back in the rotation, get them back to where they're in peak form. Because I think we're still watching Spencer Arrighetti and Christian Javier shake off some MLB rust, at least.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so I think like last night's game, Yiner is starting to hit again. He gives you a big two-run home run to give you a little bit of margin between you and the Red Sox. Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez being themselves is non-negotiable over the next month.
Yes.
They have to be themselves, and Brian Abreu has to do what he did last night, which was, even with a bit of a tightrope, put a couple guys on, close the game.
Well, as you're talking there, as you've sat both of those starting pitchers down in a room to give them a chat about how important it is that they be themselves,
yeah.
Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez.
Yes.
It's one of those things where you're yelling at both of them, but you're really talking to Framber. That, okay. Hey, Framber, I don't.
Okay.
Hey, Hunter's sitting there like, all right, I'm just going to be a good teammate. I'm going to point out that I've allowed two runs in the last total in the last two games versus the Red Sox.
Definitely feels like a situation you've been in as a player.
the manager is saying, I'm going to yell at both these guys so the one guy that really needs to be yelled at doesn't feel singled out.
He's yelling at you, Gary Walker, just so you know.
Pulls Hunter Brown off to the side before him. Like, hey, listen, man, I'm just going to tear you. You know, I got to, you know.
Play along.
Yeah.
Along with it, yeah.
But they say something like, okay, Skip.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, and they would. They'd call him Skip. But I think last night in watching that game, I'm like, this is how it needs to be. Like those two guys are going to take the ball, each of them, every 5 or 6 days. They've got whatever the best version of them has been. You know, I think in June, I mean, Hunter was literally the best pitcher in the American League in June. He was named as such by the media. He was pitcher of the month. I think it was June.
He's still got the second lowest ERA in the AL.
Yeah, that shows you how good he was to start the year, because he went through about a 2 or 3 week period there where it wasn't all that great right around the All-Star break. So, and then Fromber, that stretch where they won 13 in a row with him starting all those games, and he himself won 10 of those games. That's the version they have to get. I mean, if they had a 6-game lead, I wouldn't be saying that. But you got a 1-game lead. Seattle is I feel like this is the best version of the Mariners that the Astros have had to battle against over these last few years, where the Mariners have risen up into being at least somewhat relevant. The Rangers are fading a little bit. Philip Maton did us a favor last night. I guess he's on the Rangers these days. Yeah. Gave up 4 runs last night late in the game. So it's the Astros and the Mariners here, and let's go. And they're up by a game, and they got a day off today.
And it's look, I mean, the other day there was you had a bullpen meltdown. The other day, 2 days ago, you had a bullpen meltdown where you have two relievers allow 10 runs.
Yep.
That's going to happen. By and large, the Astros this year, where they've been walking this tightrope at times, it's how good is your starting pitcher? And that just to overly simplify it, they're good enough. They're good enough offensively. I think they've been bolstered at the trade deadline. I mean, Urias, for one, is just he's a Red Sox killer, which was a nice thing to learn.
We like seeing
after
you
trade for him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Correa. There's really something to the potential that him moving to third is going to be an infusion of energy into his offensive performance. Because Chandler Rome had a really good article with him the other day talking about the difference in exertion and how beat up his body is at playing shortstop versus at third base.
And
he wasn't, you know, he wasn't good defensively this year as a shortstop.
No.
Like, it was really age and size and everything else is really starting to take its
minus toll. 11 defensive runs saved.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
I mean, it wasn't anything like that old best defensive player in the league stuff that you expect out of Correa. Third base is a lot less physically taxing.
And he's looked good over
there. And he's looked good. And he's still learning it, you know? This is where, in that article with Chandler, it's something that I've told you about pass rushing in the NFL and sports in general. YouTube has changed everything. Because, when Correa realized he was going to play third base, he said he went to YouTube. And he started watching Chapman,
Machado, and there was a third one. I can't remember who it is, but it was none of them were Bregman. I was a little surprised. That was kind of like, this is your former teammate there, Gold Glover.
You little know, shade see, right there.
You know, Gold Glove, third base, maybe Bregman.
I'm guessing that has something to do with. I mean, everything's going to be a little bit different because Correa is so tall, and that was the one point that he made was that Bregman being so short, maybe he didn't want to. Maybe he just figured a lot of it wouldn't apply.
Yeah. I'm trying to find who the other third baseman was. It's going to bother me. Anyways. I'll find it during the break. It's the audience may not care. Here was Joe Espada talking about the back end of the bullpen last night, because it wasn't just Brian Abreu, who gave up a couple of hits, but eventually shut things down. I would imagine it's probably like he's coming in. In a true save situation, because he's come in those before, but a true save situation where you're like, okay, I'm the guy now. I'm going to be the guy for at least a period that is longer than 2 weeks. That's all we know right now. All we know is Josh Hader is getting a second opinion on his shoulder. Here was Joe Espada on Bennett Sousa and Brian Abreu last night.
Bennett Sousa's slider today was lights out. He got Breggy, who... it's a really good hitter, right? And Trevor Story and creating swing and miss on those sliders, you can tell they looked like fastballs out of his hands and then finishing down under. And then Abreu, you know, gave up those two singles, and then he got really pissed off. And then you start seeing 100 and 101 and he got angry.
Yeah.
Nolan Arenado was the other third baseman Correa has been watching on YouTube.
I'm not allowed to say his name because it too quickly turns into Areola for me. So and then we go down a path and we get listeners complaining about it.
I love that the word you're uncomfortable saying, you just said, you know. That's
no, I'm just, I don't want to get too, I don't want to end up getting veered off course too much.
I got you.
But I just love saying Nolan Arreola.
Yeah,
it's just not a dirty look. Men have them, women have them. Yeah. Like, all right, listen, everybody, don't just. I'm sorry if you have to give your kids an anatomy lesson about something on their own body.
That's
all right,
right. Yeah. That's right.
You're the weird one if you think there's something weird about it.
Yep. Yep.
But let's talk about areolas for a while. See, this is why I didn't want to say it, Sean.
I know. Well, you're the one who said
it. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nolan Arenado, but as far as Correa goes,
yeah.
It is super interesting to me how much kids learn. I say kids, but like Correa is doing the same thing that high school kids do with pitchers, with pass rushing, with everything else.
He's closer to that generation than our generation.
Oh, 100%, 100%. No, remember him and his wife putting that when he had the massage issue. That's how he clarified it. They put out a YouTube video, and it's funny too.
One of the most awkward videos I've ever watched.
Talk about a generation gap, though. I remember having a discussion with somebody who'd gone to Syracuse Broadcasting School about just the jump cuts and everything, and how it just wasn't edited well and everything. I'm like, man, that's how they do it on YouTube.
That's how they don't
care about it.
Yeah, people like
you don't
the
try
jump
to disguise
cuts.
The cuts.
People like the jump cuts.
But yeah, Correa still learning how to play third base, and he's made some great plays, but he's also had a couple little flubs where you see it's still a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah.
Hunter Brown getting angry at himself and then using it to fuel like a 101 mile per hour fastball and everything. That's exactly what it's not just what the fans want to see. It's good for the team.
Yeah.
You remember back when in 2017, one of the turning points really to where, oh my gosh, might be a really good team was when it was the Yankees, right? Yeah, it was when Hinch got into it with the manager of the Yankees, and there was kind of a turning point to where almost it felt like, all right, we're not boys anymore.
Girardi at
it
the
was
time,
Girardi
I think.
And
yeah.
Hinch, and Girardi afterwards was like, I don't know why he was yelling at me.
Yeah.
Every now and then you got to remember that, like, all right, this is testosterone. This is anger. This is some gut emotion.
You're talking about it with Hunter, but I think just to circle back to Carlos, I think that's a big reason why. I think that's a big reason why maybe like if another team were to trade for Carlos, I don't know that – I'm trying to word this properly. Like, I think there's something about Carlos in an Astros uniform, and I think there's something about what this team needed in terms of an edge that the value of Carlos Correa to the Astros is just more than it would have been to some other team. I think Minnesota kind of found that out. Like, I think there's something about this Astros uniform and Carlos Correa that brings out the best version of him, and I think that's a big reason why Jim Crane was ready to say, okay, we'll plunk down the $67 million or whatever it is to have him for the next 3 years, because we are almost positive that him being back in our ecosystem is going to yield a better version of him than whatever was going on in Minnesota.
Sean, I'll go one further than that, though, too. Correa had said that in Minnesota they'd been having discussions about him moving to third base, but they just couldn't find an adequate replacement.
Yeah.
If I'm in Minnesota right now and still paying attention to baseball, I'm going to look at what's going on with Correa, and if he continues to play offensively like he has after apparently the organization – remember, traded for him – trading for a guy that had some injury signing a guy who had some injury questions and was a bigger guy at shortstop. And from the very time Correa came up, we were having discussions about, all right, is he... He's probably not going to finish his career at shortstop. Mm-hmm. That is a big dude to be playing shortstop. Yeah. And I remember talking to Lance McCullers had said that, you know, he might, you know, one day want to move to the outfield or something. So this is something Minnesota should have anticipated and been ahead of. If Correa ends up being more of the offensive player that's peak Correa, and all it took was a
move to third base.
The easy thing is to say, oh, well, yeah, he's back in Houston. He likes that. Yeah. It makes more actual sense to say, oh, no, you gave his body a break by moving him to third, and look at what you have.
Yeah.
Like, and they're still paying part of his salary.
Yep.
They could have, like, they might have squandered this version of Correa simply because they couldn't figure out a way to make the move to third base.
Well, this is what you get when, and this is not me throwing my WWE heel Minnesota shade. It's just factual. Minnesota is a tier of a team where they're just happy to get a guy like Carlos Correa in the building.
Yeah.
They're happy that he said yes twice. And they were so happy for him to say yes the second time that they completely ignored the fact that he had tried to sign with two other teams before going back to Minnesota.
Yeah.
He tried to sign with the Giants. They looked at the MRIs and said, no thanks. And the Mets did the same exact thing. And they said, sure, here's $200 million to come back. I think that's just that's the fact of the matter. That's not me being a jerk to Minnesota.
No.
They are on a tier of team where it's hard to convince superstars to come play there.
Minnesota was like if a married couple said, you know what, maybe we need to take some time and just think about it, just take some time apart. And then immediately the first day, the woman's got like seven dates set up with seven guys that she's been platonic
with
friends
George
with
Clooney.
For a while. Yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
and she's like, okay, off I go. And then it doesn't work out with those guys. So she comes back like, honey, I've thought about it and I love you so much.
Okay.
Okay. Can I have the keys to my car back now?
Okay. Come on back. I turned down the sheets to the bed. Your space is still right there.
Correa, since he's been with Houston, the 364 batting average, 974 OPS.
He's under 1,000 now?
Yeah, he's 974.
He's trash. He's under 1,000. He was 1098 a couple days ago. All right. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Here live, we're in NRG Stadium. We're up in the Mark Vandermeer, Andre Ware, Robert Hensley, and Aaron Raybould broadcast booth. That's the squad that's in here on game day. So we're here. We're here so we can just sprint across the street to joint practice and bring you guys our observations later on today.
I like this. It feels like back in my playing day, I was usually one of the first guys in the building, you know, and it was dark. It was nice.
There's a
it
peacefulness
quiet.
To it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Dan Riley would. Dan Riley and I would do a 5 a.m. workout. And
did you do it out here on the field?
Or no, in the weight room. Oh, okay. In the weight room. But there was, you know, Dan Riley loved it because he's that guy.
He had some company. Yeah.
Dan Riley would be here at 3:30 a.m. if I wanted him to be. Dan Riley, the strength coach, has some great stories about John Riggins and how like. Riggins would like, you know, there was basically a keg on the back of the plane.
Yeah,
and John Riggins
is like, dude, lifting
John Riggins was
cigarette.
A man's man. Yeah, no, he would come in. He'd like, there are times he said, Riggins would be working out in nothing but a jock strap at 1 a.m. after they got back from a road trip.
Yep. All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you as we roll on here on a Thursday. All right, let's get to some headlines. D'Amico Ryan sets up what's going to be going on out here today at joint practice. We will circle back to the Astros. We got some NFL injury news as well that we will get to. We'll do all that in headlines coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.